All right, so are you ready to dive into some family history?
Always.
Today we're looking at the Farndale family and their journey across the Atlantic in the early 20th century. And the best part is we've got letters, diaries, we even have newspaper clippings to like really bring their story to life.
It's like opening a time capsule, right? You're not just reading about history.
Yeah, yeah.
You're experiencing it through their eyes
as
they navigated a world on the brink of change.
Exactly. And we're talking big themes here: ambition, resilience, the kind of family ties that can stretch across continents.
Absolutely.
We're following different branches of the Farndales, some settling in Canada, others in the U.S.
And their lives are like interwoven with these major historical events, world wars, economic shifts. It's incredible.
It really is like holding history in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with a Farndale who truly embodies that spirit of adventure. James. Jim Farndale.
Oh, Jim's story is incredible. He went from a Canadian pioneer to a U.S. senator.
Talk about ambition.
Talk about ambition. Mm-hmm. But it's his resilience that I find so fascinating.
Well, and you can't talk about Jim without mentioning his time in World War One. I mean, imagine recovering from a severe case of influenza during the war and then going right into working on the construction of the Hoover Dam.
Oh, wow.
This wasn't a man who backed down from a challenge.
That's incredible. It makes you wonder if those wartime experiences kind of fueled that ambition, you know, that drive to build something lasting in a world that had been so shaken.
That's a good point. And we actually get to see a glimpse into his thoughts because he wrote letters home.
Oh, wow.
He wrote about everything from settling down with his wife, Edna, in Plymouth, Indiana, to the political climate.
Oh.
There are even reflections on the atomic bomb tests.
It's incredible to see history unfold through his words like that.
It really is.
And then you have his son, Jimmy, who carried on that legacy of facing challenges head on. There's this incredible anecdote about him narrowly escaping a plane crash in the jungles of India during World War II.
Wow. What a story.
Talk about a story for the grandkids.
That's amazing. It really highlights how the world wars impacted this family across generations.
Absolutely. But the Farndale saga doesn't end with Jim. We also have his brother, George William Farndale, taking a different path and settling in the Midwest.
And his story offers us such a different perspective on America during this era.
Exactly. I mean, we often hear about the Roaring Twenties, but George's life in Chicago and Milwaukee lets us experience that era's cultural landscape firsthand.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the stark contrast of the Great Depression.
It's a reminder that while Jim was, you know, building the future on the Hoover Dam, George was living through the realities of those boom and bust cycles in the heartland.
And it's not just the big cities, by the way. George's hometown, Clinton, Iowa, was this bustling hub for the logging industry. It speaks to the ever-changing landscape of America and the industries that shaped its growth industries that sometimes left just as quickly as they arrived.
It really makes you think about the resilience those communities needed, especially during times like the Depression.
Totally.
So we have Jim in the West, George in the Midwest, separated by such vast distances.
Right.
Yet their story is also about the strength of family connections, right?
Absolutely. Even across continents, they maintain those ties through letters, visits, shared experiences. It's really amazing.
Yeah.
It speaks to how vital family was, especially during times of upheaval and change.
It's something that still resonates today.
Yeah.
Even in our digital world.
Absolutely.
Speaking of connections, there's another branch of the family we need to talk about.
Okay.
The Farndales, who ended up in California. This is where things get really interesting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because this is where we meet John Allen Farndale, a later generation who journeyed from England to Holland, Michigan, and then eventually to Santa Ana, California, almost like he was destined to bridge those geographical gaps.
I love that. And of course, his life is also intertwined with these major events like his service in the Royal Air Force during the Korean War.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good reminder that these global conflicts had a ripple effect.
Yeah.
You know? Touching the lives of families across continents and generations.
It wasn't just some distant news story for them.
Exactly.
These were personal experiences shaping their lives.
Right.
And speaking of personal, get this, John's wife, Ardith, was actually from Holland, Michigan.
Oh, wow.
Talk about a small world.
It's funny how those personal relationships kind of echo the larger themes, isn't it?
Yeah.
The migration, the cultural exchange, these weren't just like abstract forces at play.
Right.
They were shaping the course of people's lives, leading them to new places, new connections.
Like John's great uncle, William George Farndale, who had actually emigrated to Riverside, California way back in 1907. Can you imagine that family reunion?
Wow.
Decades later.
Yeah.
Different branches of the family
right.
coming together in a place that would have seemed a world away to their ancestors.
And Riverside itself played such a significant role in California history. I mean, it was a symbol of economic prosperity in the late 19th century, mm-hmm. known for its citrus industry.
You know, it's striking how these locations from Clinton, Iowa, to Riverside, California, to Plymouth, Indiana, they become like characters in the Farndale family story, each
yeah.
place with its own unique history, its own opportunities and challenges.
Absolutely.
All shaping the lives of the people who lived there.
It really highlights how geography and history are inseparable. You know, these weren't just backdrops for the Farndales' lives. They were active forces shaping their experiences.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go back to the Midwest for a second. You mentioned how George's story kind of gives us a glimpse into the realities of the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression.
Right. It wasn't all flappers and jazz music.
No, not at all.
Right.
And we see that reflected in George's experiences in Milwaukee. While Jim was working on monumental projects like the Hoover Dam, George was navigating the day-to-day struggles of the Depression.
Right. And that meant...
Well, this was a time of widespread unemployment, bread lines.
Yeah.
Just immense uncertainty about the future.
And on top of all that, this was also the era of prohibition.
Exactly. And it wasn't just a matter of people not being able to, you know, drink legally.
Right.
Prohibition had a profound impact on society, particularly in cities like Chicago.
Which wasn't that far from Milwaukee.
Exactly.
And you can't forget about Al Capone and the rise of organized crime.
Absolutely.
In fact, some of the sources even mention Capone having a place in Milwaukee.
Wow.
Talk about a sign of the times, the glamour and the grit all mixed together.
It's true. It was a very complex era.
Yeah.
And those complexities played out in the lives of everyday people like George. But amidst the economic hardships and the social changes,
mm-hmm.
we also see this incredible resilience, don't we?
It really makes you think about how people persevered through those difficult times, how they adapted and found ways to support each other. But it wasn't all just the Depression that was reshaping the social landscape.
That's right. This was also a time of significant demographic shifts. I mean, the Great Migration saw this massive influx of African Americans moving from the rural South to northern cities like Chicago and Milwaukee, seeking better opportunities, escaping Jim Crow laws.
It's a reminder that the Farndales, like so many others during this era, weren't just navigating economic changes, but also living through a time of just profound social transformation. These weren't just historical events happening in the background. They were shaping the very fabric of the communities where they lived.
And that's what makes their story so compelling, right?
Yeah.
It's a microcosm of the larger forces shaping America in the early 20th century. It encourages us to look beyond the headlines
yeah.
and see history through the lens of these individual experiences.
It reminds us that those who came before us weren't that different from us. They faced their own unique challenges, celebrated their own triumphs,
right.
navigated a world in constant flux. Before we move on to uncover some more unexpected turns in the Farndale family tree, is there anything that's resonating with you so far?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it really makes you appreciate how resilient people were back then, you know?
Yeah.
They faced those challenges head on.
Yeah.
Whether it was economic hardship, social upheaval, or even just the everyday struggles of building a life in a new place.
Right.
It's inspiring, really. Their stories remind us that we're all part of this larger historical tapestry.
Absolutely. And speaking of tapestry, I'm fascinated by how much we can learn about the Farndales from these historical records. It's one thing to have those stories passed down through generations, but
yeah.
we have ship manifests, draft cards.
Wow.
We even have newspaper clippings announcing births, marriages, local events.
It's amazing. Those primary sources just, mm-hmm. they really flesh out the picture, don't they?
They do.
It's like getting a glimpse into their actual daily lives.
Totally.
Like seeing Jim's name on those veterans organization rosters or his work on those housing projects. It brings to life his commitment to social justice that we see in his letters.
It shows us the man behind the political titles.
Exactly.
He wasn't just building a career, he was building a community.
Right.
But then, you know, we also encounter those more personal moments.
Yeah.
The joy of a new baby's arrival or the heartbreaking news of Doris's tragic death.
It's a good reminder that amidst the grand sweep of history, it's those personal stories that resonate most deeply.
Mm-hmm.
These weren't just names in a family tree.
Right.
They were individuals, you know, experiencing that full spectrum of human emotions.
And some of those records, they offer such poignant snapshots of the past, like the Ellis Island records. You can almost feel the anticipation, the hope, the dreams carried by those seeking new beginnings in America.
Absolutely. The Farndales were just one thread in that vast tapestry of migration, weren't they?
It makes you wonder about all the individual stories woven into the fabric of American history and identity.
It's incredible.
It's almost overwhelming to consider.
It is.
But in a way, it makes those personal stories even more precious.
Absolutely. Each one unique.
Huh.
Each one contributing to the larger narrative.
Yeah.
And what we learn from the Farndales, their resilience, their ambition, the enduring power of those family ties, those are themes that resonate across generations, even today.
They do. They make you think about your own family history, you know, and how those stories connect to the larger forces that shaped the world we live in.
Absolutely.
What a journey this has been. I mean, from humble beginnings in England to the Hoover Dam, the jungles of India, the bustling streets of Chicago, we've only scratched the surface of the Farndale family's saga.
Right.
But it's such a powerful reminder of history's human face.
It really is. It makes you wonder, what would it have been like to walk in their shoes?
Mm.
You know, to navigate those times of immense change, those opportunities, those challenges.
Right.
How did those experiences shape not only their lives, but the lives of their descendants and maybe even our own in ways we haven't even considered?
That's the beauty of deep dives like this.
It is.
We uncover these incredible stories, we get these glimpses into the past, and we're left with more than just facts and dates.
That's right.
We're left with questions, with reflections, and a deeper understanding of what it means to be human.
I love that.
So as we wrap up this exploration of the Farndale family, I want to encourage you to keep those questions in mind. What stories are hidden in your own family history? What legacies have shaped your journey? And how will your story continue to weave into this ever-evolving tapestry of human experience? Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time.